avoiding a bad end in Libya.
The moment that I hit the pavement, one of the government soldiers who was, were holding us, pointed his weapon at me and started to scream at me. So I wasn't trying to escape. I was just trying to get low.
New York Times photographer Tyler Hicks was beaten, shot at, and tied up for days by his Libyan government captors before being set free. He and his colleagues want us all to know that as crazy as the situation seems in Libya, it's actually much worse. The view from behind the blindfold in Libya. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. All the latest on the rapidly changing situation in Libya on this Friday, April 1st. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is on assignment. Let's go right to the morning's top news. The wheels of Muammar Gaddafi's government appear to be in their last hours at this point. There are conflicting reports of stories of new defections out of London this morning. Joining us now is John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Yesterday, we understood that Moussa Koussa, former foreign minister of Muammar Gaddafi's government, was being debriefed in London. Are we seeing now a pipeline for subsequent Libyan defections?
Yes. Well, what we've heard from the British government today is that a close aide to Gaddafi's most powerful son, Saif al-Islam al-Gaddafi, a certain Mohammed Ismail, was in London in the last few days talking to the British government. The British government, through the Foreign Office, is providing very few details, only saying that they have made it clear that Gaddafi has to go. The speculation, strong speculation, I have to say, is that that visit by Mr. Ismail might very well have been an effort to secure from the British government a guarantee that any members of the Gaddafi family and entourage who chose to come to Britain would find a sanctuary here. That, of course, has been refused. We know that because David Cameron, the Prime Minister, William Hague, the Foreign Minister, have said that there will be no immunity from prosecution for any of these people.
And the question of whether there are defections of individuals from Libya or a much more serious and significant negotiation for the future of the Gaddafi family, that's uncertain at this point.
Well, there are reports this morning that a whole squadron of people from the Gaddafi government are now gathering in Tunisia, in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, awaiting flights out to various destinations. These reports from Al Jazeera name the intelligence minister, the deputy foreign minister, and the speaker of the ruling party and parliament. So it's not at all clear how numerous they are. But Mr. Cameron himself yesterday spoke of the defection of Moussa Koussa, the foreign minister, who is now being debriefed by MI6, the British Overseas Secret Intelligence Service. Mr. Cameron said that defection told, quote, a compelling story of the desperation and the fear at the very top of the crumbling and rotten Gaddafi regime. Those, of course, were informed remarks. We didn't know at that time that a personal envoy of the Gaddafi family had been in London for secret talks with the British government, a fact that was disclosed this morning.
Well, certainly they're seeing the writing on the wall. Some folks are in Tripoli, Libya. John Burns, London Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you. A couple more headlines. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says U.S. combat missions over Libya will end tomorrow. That's 2 days after NATO formally took command from the U.S. military. Japan's government plans to take full control of the stricken nuclear plant at Fukushima as public concerns about radiation continue to mount. Let's look at the markets. Asian markets are up. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street as we await the latest unemployment number later on in the morning. The Dow starts at 12,320. The S&P opens at 1,326. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 2345. What it's like to be captured in Libya coming up in this hour, and a new movie about autism, the reality, not the Hollywood version.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.
If
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.